Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome to the AEW Rampage preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Sidgwick from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of AEW Rampage. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review AEW Rampage, but also AEW Dynamite, Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bigger quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Michael Sidgwick to talk about... Still an absolute banger, that from Carly Rae Jepsen.
It's still not as good as Runaway With Me, which is one of the great modern pop songs. Like, my... God, the histrionic emotion, the sort of the bland lyrics that could possibly like still pinpoint everyone's feelings at a certain age, like just the synth, the key change. It's just magic. One of the great all-time songs.
Do you know what I heard on the radio?
I'm going to listen to it after we.
I'm going to check that. Yeah, put it on in the office. Absolutely. I heard on the radio yesterday, which was one of those like. Haven't heard it in ages, but for good reason. You know when sometimes you hear, like, Sunshine by, like, Dario G, and you're like, why don't people play this anymore, right? Natasha Bedingfield, I want to have your babies. What's going on? It's a bit much, isn't it, Tash?
Calm down, love.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, let's talk about Rampage. It's not quite the go-home show for Forbidden Door, but that show is, of course, 90s. Away. so we're leading towards it, and... We have a TBS Championship match, Jade Cargill versus one of my new favourites this year in Willow Nightingale.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that match to a degree, but I'm not really looking forward to this show. There's no noises emanating from the taping that indicate, my God, this
one. Last week's was really enjoyable.
What happened last week?
I can't remember, but I remember enjoying it.
I remember enjoying it a lot.
I'll check my notes and you talk about this match.
Yeah, last week's was really enjoyable and I don't remember there being too much hype. Yeah, Kingston Hager.
Oh, and then the inexplicable decision to have Will Ospreay and Aussie Open lose was Statlander Velvet.
Statlander Velvet was good. Yeah, there's nothing on this show.
Satnam Singh's debut, which was surprisingly good.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a good show last week. Maybe guess what? I've got a feeling that instead of a show... That makes you stand and pace in the living room. That just gets you hyped up. Sort of show that makes you see, oh my God. I think this might be a 7 out of 10 instead.
No.
I believe it might be. But Cargill, Willow Nightingale.
What's the bloody point? They put on a show like they did with Dynamite this week and they do that flipping rating because of the hockey or whatever it was.
Yeah, apparently. And like, this is.
Still number two. Number two. Ratings, wasn't it? In the...
Apparently, that was a TV wide. Dilemma of just every show performed terribly, like right across the board. I'm not making excuses for AEW.
Just look up Brandon Thurston's tweet, to be fair.
Absolutely. I think that genuinely, like this Forbidden Door stuff. Can I have a little rant about Forbidden Door? Because there's not much to talk about on this Rampage show. I've cracked my feelings on Forbidden Door, and I'm probably going to tweet this, but the Mega fans will forgive me. Like, I had this thing in 2019. Like, I had a personal vendetta against NXT because what it did, with no emotional intensity of the storylines, no like raw, believable promos driving it, all very synthetic and all. look at this match graphic. How great is this match going to be? It's like, well, I can watch great matches anywhere. The USP is no longer got the U in it. If there was ever a show where it was like, right, here's a match graphic, get hyped. Here's a match graphic, get hyped. Here is a wrestler from the AEW side just basically working a banger. Not too much of a banger because you have to pay for the real banger, but one of the wrestlers on the AEW side of those match graphics works a match, then just cuts a nice, clean, down-the-middle post-match promo joined by Tony Schiavone where the challenge is issued and then on the screen, subtitled if it must be, promo from the guy they've challenged accepting the challenge. I want the most basic build imaginable for Forbidden Door because it's genuinely, as we've kind of discovered at this point, the only way to build it. These match graphics should speak for themselves almost. A little bit of, you need sound bites for the for the countdown show and all the rest of it. You need someone to say why they want to wrestle someone. But this realistically should be a match graphic heavy pay-per-view in terms of how it's promoted because between the Jay White, Adam Cole, Hangman Page stuff, the way in which they ruined the Moxley-Tanahashi showdown, they've built the inter-promotional AEW X New Japan Pro Wrestling dream show through the vehicle of episodic American TV, and it's so convoluted. It's so fussy when it doesn't need to be fussy at all. They've built it like it's any other AEW show. It doesn't really have its own identity when it is a completely unique show, so it should. And it just feels like a soapy, convoluted, my mates are going to have a fight with your mates, and I've got some new mates to thwart all your mates, and it's just very soupy AEW convoluted stuff, and it's just, it's annoyed us, to be frank. I'm not really high on this show. I don't see how this show corrects it, but this is sort of weird, this Rampage. It's more like some mid-card stuff that's away from Forbidden Door, some undercard stuff that could realistically exist on Elevation if it wanted. So I don't think, in short, this show is going to address any of my core issues with the AEW product at the minute. But with Jade Cargill, Willow Nightingale, just to circle back to the original question 5 minutes later, they did a trios match with the baddies not too long ago, and the babyface has got absolutely nothing. And I really like Willow Nightingale, so I really wanted to get something in this match. I don't expect it to go particularly long. It's a four-match card. One match tends to not go particularly long. Obviously, I don't want to see this go 11 minutes or something like that, because the idea is you have to balance this very delicately. You want to show Willow Nightingale off. You want her to show something. But you don't want to neither expose Jade Cargill for still not being a great worker, nor do you want to expose the character as someone who takes too long to get it done, because the idea is she's meant to be so above everybody else. She is that bitch. That's the character. And I know they're sort of toying with making her a little bit more vulnerable, because otherwise it would just get boring. So I do appreciate that. But at the same time, a nice 6 minutes, really good hope spot. But I just want the balance of this to be perfect, because it could go wrong either way. Jade Cargill is quite obviously going to win.
Athena's the big match for them going forward, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like, some of the build has been really good. Athena's not the best promo, but she has displayed like just a likability factor. Stokely Hathaway.
He's on commentary, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah, so this is going to be incredible. He still hasn't shown anywhere near his full potential in AEW. This has doubtlessly come. He's just being gently folded into a pretty overcrowded mix. But yeah, this should be fine. I'm surprised I've been able to talk about it for as long as I have, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe not. Maybe they're tight on time, so they don't really do schmozzes that much on Rampage, because they're on to the next thing, and I don't believe this opens the show or closes it, so it's not going to be given a great amount of time. But like you say, you've got Jay Cargill and the rest of the baddies, you've got Anna Jay, you've got Chris Statlander, you've got
they might all have a fight after.
They might do,
they
though.
Might, yeah, they might, they might.
Maybe they batter Willow Nightingale's just lovely. Like, it's weird. There's so many times where I think, I'm kind of edgy me. Like, I don't want you just basic, you know, baby face.
You're
I'm just happy to be here. Like, I always think, oh, no, I like my wrestlers to be cool.
Or, yeah.
You know, like, or I like them because they say when they're not supposed to. And then Willow Nightingale comes along. She's just nice.
Yeah,
and good.
That's
and
really
I was like,
do well.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'd never really seen a lot of her until I saw her on that Ring of Honor show. And just in, like, that's what it is. It's that X Factor sometimes.
She does have that instant crowd connection. If you look at the Rampage taping, like, even main eventers struggled to get, like, as loud a reaction as they would on Dynamite, and yet that crowd were firmly behind Willow Nightingale. Because as you say, she's just got this intangible likability factor.
Do you think Darby Allin, Bobby Fish maybe opens this show? I'm thinking Moxley main event,
yeah,
obviously.
Moxley main events, because you want Moxley to... he's the pull, he's the draw, he's the guy who's most likely to convince fans to stick around, and the longer the fans stick around and don't channel change, the more adverts they're exposed to, and we know that's how television wrestling makes its money, through sponsors, adverts, and the vehicle of TV itself. So yeah, I would put Moxie in the main event. Darby Allin versus Bobby Fish should be a good opener.
This he wants revenge, doesn't he?
For losing to Kyle O'Reilly, absolutely clean.
No, the Sting middle. Stuff, I think this is.
All right, aye.
I forgot about myself until they mentioned it on the...
If this builds somehow, because we know Red Dragon are connected to the Young Bucks, Darby Allin and Sting versus the Hardy Boys in a tag team title match, oh my God. Can you imagine?
The Hardy Boys?
The Young Bucks. Jesus Christ. Like, sorry. Sorry for like inadvertently manifesting that, because I don't really want to see that happen. But Young Bucks versus yes. Darby Allin and Sting. I think a lot of people wanted to watch that during the first Young Bucks AEW yeah. tag team title reign. So this has got potential to inform that at some point. What an incredible match that would be.
Sting no sound on a BTE like, trigger.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like Sting doing a 4 3/4 star match at like 63 in 2022, which Young Bucks could do. They've got more chance for Sting than Jeff Hardy, if I'm being absolutely brutally honest. And Matt Hardy as well. I'm
yeah.
not. Yeah. That's not.
Well,
yeah, and you know, Matt Hardy's not particularly good either. But as for Darby Allin versus Bobby Fish, like Darby Allin remains criminally underrated at wrestling, and Bobby Fish is a great mat wrestler. So I expect this to be very different. He's going to do the suicide dive. He'll probably do something crazed at some point. Will Darby? But Bobby Fish is great at making people look like they are in significant dire pain and.
Different guy from NXT, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've said this a million times, but my
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely, just looks completely reborn. And Darby Allin's great at looking like he's in a harrowing amount of pain. So I generally expect this to be a low-key banger. Really well-wrestled, intricately wrestled on the technical side. But Bobby Fish does exist to lose matches. And it's all a bit, let's get Darby's heat back a little bit by beating the less pushed member of Red Dragon.
When's All Out? September?
September.
Well, Forbidden Door, that's the end of June.
So I would do Bucks versus Darby and Sting at All Out. And then the 2-year anniversary of Bucks FTR, I would do it Full Gear and then I would do the switch.
I was going to say, I thought you might do... that makes a lot more sense. But yeah, in the interim, Darby Allin and Sting as a sort of warm-up of getting them back together as a feasible tag team once Sting's recovered... versus Red Dragon is a natural progression of this,
yeah, yeah,
of this
yeah,
feud.
Absolutely.
Darby Allin wins then.
Comfortably. But I expect this match, even though we've heard no noises, we don't hear, like, this is a banger, you must watch, and then sometimes bangers just happen. Mm. So it's funny how it works. But no, I expect this to be really good, really intricate, really believable. I'm actually quite looking forward to it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer
flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Now, Michael Sidgwick, I have a confession to make, and I think you might have the same confession to make to our lovely listeners. We often avoid all spoilers, obviously, for Rampage, but there was one thing we couldn't ignore because it was all over social media and Squared Circle, and that was the surprising decision earlier on in the week to say, you know what, Max Caster, I think you might need to have a match on Rampage with the Ass Boys teaming with you to take on Bear Country and Leon Ruff. I've written here, what will Max Caster have to say? But we kind of already know, don't we? And it's a chef's kiss.
Absolutely. Max Caster is either good or bad, and it depends on the target. When he punches up, he's fabulous. When he punches down, not so much. There is a very obvious target which he can punch up towards this week. And they announced like the Rampage lineups on the Wednesday, and they presumably, like at least a week in advance, know what they're going to put. I would not be surprised one iota if this was pitched for Elevation, and they've realised the news is broken, thought we need Max Caster to create buzz around this episode of Rampage. And yes, it did the rounds on social media, the rap, the fan cam of the rap. I don't think this match was booked. I genuinely don't think this match was booked for Rampage until the news broke. And then Tony Khan, being a clever guy, his first impulse was, we need to get Caster on this show. So obviously the main draw is the rap. Many of you have already heard it. It'll be cool to see like it through the TV screen instead of a fan cam. But the match itself, genuinely, Tony Khan is quite incredible at putting teams and factions and units together. Like Sting and Darby Allin is the preeminent example of something that he just thought was a great idea, and it's been magic at its best. But this is like all across the board, like you put two people together and you think, do you really belong? And then like within a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you think, my God, how come no one thought of that previously? Leon Ruff and Bear Country being together, I don't think anyone on the planet would have thought, oh, they'd make a great trios team. Remember Leon Ruff from NXT? They should put him with Bear Country. Like, no one would have ever...
Sounds like a game we'd play.
Yeah, exactly. No one, like a random bollocks generator.
Leon Ruff.
Nobody would have ever put this together. But I think this is great now that it's happened, because Leon Ruff is... For people, actually, who might not have watched NXT 2.0, if there's basically anyone under the age of, like, 63 listening to this podcast, you might have missed Leon Ruff's run in NXT. It was actually, like, a rare case of them taking someone who wasn't already super over on the super indie circuit and just presenting them as their own guy. And it's like, oh, it's a bit lazy, this. It's nice because the guy deserves a spotlight. He's incredible in the ring, but you're not actually doing anything, on your Triple H? You're not actually doing a goddamn thing to build your own star. Leon Ruff didn't really have that big sort of name value. He wouldn't have been on the air, the, you know, the front row of the old takeovers, where it's like, we've got Ricochet or whoever. But they spotted talent, and they put him in a great role where he played like the underdog, and he won the North American title, and they wrapped it around his race, because the guy's like skinny as all hell, like it just dropped down to his ankles.
It's so good.
Really cool visual gag. Leon Ruff is a very good worker at playing to his strengths. He doesn't try to do something that he can't. He's an incredibly slippery guy who's got like a really good sort of escapology element to his work, where he'll just almost dance on the ropes and do incredible things on the ropes and escapes and counters. Like he's an excellent worker in that respect. Like he's really good. Is a pickup for AEW in that respect, provided he doesn't get too much TV time, because as we all know, it's official. The AEW roster is too big, and if you want an explanation on that, hop onto What Culture WWE's YouTube channel for a wonderful editorial adapted by the wonderful Adam Wilborn.
And written by the wonderful Michael Sidgwick.
It's all just wonderful, isn't it? It's all just completely wonderful. But Leon Ruff, right, is the kind of guy who, he's like, the smoke through a keyhole, to use the old commentary cliche.
Yeah.
You can't get him. But when you do get him, he's pretty easy to pulverize because he's so skinny and he's not particularly strong or anything like that. So the idea with pairing him against Bear Country is that when some obnoxious dickhead, like one of the Guns or Max Caster, gets the heat on him and start cheating, like Bear Country can be like his guardians and like in a sort of vengeful fury, they can come and protect their little mate.
Oh.
Like this could genuinely work gangbusters as in like a cult trios act. So I'm really looking forward to seeing if that's the path they take. I expect it to be this way. And genuinely, I think this has got, you know what, this could work potential.
You're right, you've convinced me there. I genuinely thought, like you say, it was going to be the rap, scissor, and 2 minutes. Like you say, TK's gone, oh, we need to get Max Caster on. Right, take 2 minutes off Moxie and Dante, and take 2 minutes off Darby and Bobby Fish. In reality, he probably went, take all the time from the women's match, because that's what I'm... But anyway, and it's just like, boom, boom, boom. There we go. Win for Caster and the Ass Boys. But now, yeah, I love the idea of either of the guns. I'm just going to say Austin Gunn for an example here. They're battering, and maybe Max Caster finally gets his hands on Leon Ruff and lays him out and tags in, because they're all friends now. They're this wonderful stable that's captured everyone's hearts. And Austin Gunn comes in and he's battering him. And then he's like turning around to his brother and to his dad and you know, Bowens and Caster. And he's like, hey, I'm Cesar Amasel. And they're like, turn around.
Yeah.
And in the interim, yeah, Leon Ruff has crawled to his corner and tagged whoever the biggest lad in bloody Bear Country is. And you do the back on up into the chest spot and the, maybe even the feeling of like, bloody hell, Leon Ruff's putting a bit of timber since I last got my hands on him. I love that. That's a really good spot. You still think a win for Caster and the Ass Boys?
Yes.
Yeah, but we all know why this match is happening, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And I'm 100% here for it. Sige, before we get to the main event, is tonight, because they've advertised we're going to hear from them, which sometimes just means two blokes driving around in golf carts.
Yeah.
Is tonight, though, the end of Keith Lee and Swerve? Because they've not been on quite the same page recently.
If I know my AEW storytelling, and I do in great detail, and if you want evidence of that and just a nice read, go to Amazon.
Yes.
Wherever you're from, any domain. And type in Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW, and purchase my book. And if you haven't done it already, come on, what the fuck are you waiting for? it's really good. So I know my AEW storytelling. I'm a bit of a nerd about it. And if I know Adam Wilborn, my AEW storytelling, mm-hmm. you know what's going to happen here.
What's that?
They're going to have this incredibly slow burn storyline that's going to span about 8 months. And then by about month 3 or 4, you're going to think, just do the match.
Yeah.
Just do the match. The heat's gone. It's weird that you haven't wrestled yet. Do you still hate each other? You've missed 2 weeks of telly. You should be at each other's throats. I'm being facetious, but I do expect this to go the long route. They'll do some kind of backstage promo. It's weird how they advertise things that last sometimes 12 seconds. Mm-hmm. It is odd. Sometimes it could just make it a surprise. But yeah, I expect this to be like a 30-second promo segment where Strickland will say something to the effect of, look, I still love you, Lee. I still want to team with you, but you know, in that situation, it was every man for himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I apologize, but I was looking out for my own self-interest, but still want to be your tag team partner. But somewhere within this promo, there's going to be an indication, like a hint, that Keith Lee doesn't believe it and Strickland's only trying to appease the much larger, stronger guy who he kind of doesn't want to wrestle one-on-one when it's like a fair fight. Like face to face, like he's happy to be a cock. Like Swerve Strickland is an amazing heel.
Oh.
Like he's an amazing heel. So I do think that's a great direction because like, if they'd signed him in early 2020, yes, push him to the goddamn moon as a baby face, but there are no routes to the moon. There isn't. There's too much roster space. So if the money is in Swerve Strickland as a baby face at some point, and I think it is, why not just make him a heel now? Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those where it's like there are 50 great potential TNT champions, of which Strickland's one, but no one's really clamoring for him to get there.
Yeah.
So this feud can work in the meantime to help both guys get TV time and do something interesting.
I am looking forward to this more than like a Hookhausen segment because I get to do a funny voice on a Monday. So
absolutely.
He's going to say, greetings, Mr. Strickland. Swerve by name, swerve by nature. That's my pitch. Anyway, Moxley, Dante Martin. Dante Martin out to prove he's not just a, you know, a plucky underdog, you know, with a lot of potential. He's still going to lose.
Yeah, it's weird. They've got a new nickname for him. It's one of those really like obvious things where they were desperate to like, they might as well have said it straight down the cam about like 8 times, I'm inhuman. And then Matt Sydal was like, you know what? This new version of Dante Martin, he's sick of just being the potential guy. You know, he's inhuman.
It just reminds me that of, that's cold. No, that's not cold. That's Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Oh, my God. I love how, like, I, like, turned down the thermostat. So, is it chilly in here? No, man, it's cold. Stone Cold. So, yeah, they're very intent, almost irritatingly so, of getting this inhuman thing over. It's pretty cool because he doesn't wrestle or move like he's a human being. He's supernatural. So that's quite cool. I wouldn't necessarily debut this nickname now when clearly he's going to get defeated by John Moxley.
I think he's going to shake his hand and say, "You did good, kid," maybe, to like give him a bit of daps at the end of the match. I don't know.
Possibly, but again, like,
he can't be taking that much to his limit because he's the, you know, potentially interim champion. That's it's the strike, the balance they got to strike.
And the Blackpool Combat Club, which is sort of because of Danielson's injury and the interim title stuff, it's kind of not, and diluting it a bit with Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz. Like, it hasn't got a lot of focus, but it still exists.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's kind of the plot hole of you cannot show too much against members of the Blackpool Combat Club because they respect that and they'll potentially want to induct you. So you have to be measured and very sparing with how you treat guys like Dante Martin going up against a John Moxley. I don't think they'll be particularly careful here. I think it'll be the kind of match where it's like, oh, you brought Moxley to his limit. Maybe you could be a candidate for the Blackpool Combat Club. They could easily tease this, because Matt Sydal can't keep a hold of Dante Martin. But they just have to be a little bit more careful, I think, in terms of how much Moxley and Danielson give opponents. I don't necessarily think they will be here. I know this kind of match very well. Spirited upstart versus established headliner talent. You want to get everyone over at the same time. So I expect this to go 11, 12, 13 minutes. And I expect it to be really good.
I do, yeah.
And just like the idea of Dante Martin bumping for the King Kong Lariat and like sort of diving into the paradigm shift one way or the other. Like, this should be pretty damn awesome, I think. But again, without the noise, I love when people say, oh, you have to watch this match on Rampage.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a double-edged sword. Like, Ishii Cole was described as this classic. I was like, 3.5 stars. but no, I expect this to be really, really, really good.
I don't want to teach grandmothers to suck eggs. I don't want to tell them what to do. I know we analyse wrestling and we've never taken a bump in our life, but that's just our subjective opinions that we give. One note I would give in the... It's damn, what a main event stuff.
The what stuff?
Oh, hang on, 1 second.
Well, looks like we've had enough talk. It's time for the main...
That stuff, yeah. I just suggest to Matt Sydal, don't say, like, peace and love again to
John Moxley. Yeah, because he's going to bat you, mate, if you say that.
You're just red-racked to a bull at that point, aren't you? But anyway, let us know your thoughts ahead of Rampage tonight on Twitter, at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, you can follow both of us. You can follow Michael Sidgwick at...
Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. The SmackDown preview is available right now. Wrestling Culture is coming your way later on today, complete with hashtag Bloody Good Quiz. And, of course, me and Sidgwick will be back on Monday to review AEW Rampage. But for now, this has been the Rampage preview. My thanks to Michael Sidgwick. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.